The Bible teaches that the prayer of the righteous can do a lot. It is important to understand that God left us the blessing of being able to approach Him through prayer. Praying, many define it as talking with God, and in fact it is. It is something so simple that the part of a willing heart, of a contrite and humbled heart, of a heart that yearns to know Him and that wants to undertake that beautiful path of having a relationship with the Lord. When we only want to have a religion or live a tradition, the only thing we are going to do when trying to pray is to repeat, learn the words. But when it comes to a relationship, the disposition of the heart and a good motivation, it is important to be able to communicate with our Heavenly Father. He has promised to be with us always. So that means to do it is through this wonderful treasure, which is prayer. Through prayer, we communicate with God. And how to do it requires the attitude, the good attitude of each one of us. You only have to dispose your heart and talk to the Father. Tell Him all things and also be grateful. However, the Bible declares many models of prayer. And the fact that it is a model of prayer does not mean that we have to repeat it or we have to learn it. And that is in this way that God will listen. In fact, in chapter 11 of Luke, verse 1, when the disciple approaches Jesus, they see that Jesus always takes a space. He always takes time to go to a secluded place. And there, they see Him sitting or perhaps on His knees or standing, talking to the Father. They were Jews. They had learned a model of prayer because every day they went to the temple. Every day they would go to a certain time of the day to pray. I don't know what their style of prayer would be like. Or maybe it was phrases learned that they repeated, but they were struck by seeing Jesus speaking a very fluid way as someone who has a personal, direct, and deep relationship with someone, in this case, with the Father. Now, when they prayed and said these phrases, they expressed them under a relationship where they saw God as God. There was no relationship of paternity or family. It was not all wrong because when they approached God, they had respect for Him. But they see in Jesus a freedom of expression and a fluid communication as if someone were sitting there with Him. And not only did they see that, but they saw all the support of God as Father, even Jesus Himself referring to God as Father, because that was what He was experiencing, what He knew, and what He had lived. Therefore, they worry and approach Jesus and tell Him, teach us to pray. How wonderful, right? Teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray. We want to learn. It strongly calls my attention that for them, it was more important to know the Father than to suddenly learn a successful technique, how to heal the sick, or how to raise the dead, or how to free the captives. They saw that where Jesus went, miracles occurred. He had all the support of the heaven, but they did not focus on how to do things, or what is the technique that Jesus used. One of the disciples approaches Jesus and says to Him, show us the Father, and that is enough for us. This indicated that what they wanted in their hearts was to know more than God, to know the Father. They already knew God. They respected Him. They were afraid, but they wanted to go further. Prayer that Jesus teaches them gives them a particular idea in which sentence about how to go further and understand that it is not just repeating words, but it is a disposition of the heart, a longing for a personal relationship and a freedom to know that when I open my lips, I begin to speak with the Father. I have a direct input through Jesus Christ. Religion does not give us so much freedom. In fact, religion taught us that we could not get closer to God because we were simply sinners. And we had to reach a certain degree of holiness in order to reach God. But how to reach holiness if we were not full of it? This is important to analyze. Instead, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through me. Jesus taught us that through him, we have a freedom to approach the Father. Now, you have heard the saying that says, the one who walks with honey, something sticks to him, right? The same with God. How do we want to live in holiness if we do not know him? How do we want to live true faith if we do not have the knowledge of who the Father is? When faith itself is in him, how do we want to follow Christ if we do not have a relationship? Perhaps we won't even live with him all the time, imagining what pleases God. And we think that only the good works that we decide to do are what pleases God. But will that be enough? On the other hand, when we know him through a deep relationship, we learn to please him. And we know that we live for him. And that it's only through Jesus Christ that we can approach him freely, confident. There is nothing, my beloved friends, like getting up at dawn, sitting at the table, maybe with a glass of coffee, and start talking and saying, my friend, Father, here I am, and I invite you to sit here at the table with me. I need to talk to you about things, and I need your guidance and your direction. See? This is an example of how you can start a moment of prayer. You understand that he is your Father. You understand that he is your friend. And that he is there with you. That he is listening to you. And that there are also times when I can be silent. And with my Bible open, begin to read and know that he speaks to me. And that his words is teaching me. And I am keeping it because I am going to follow his advice. Because among other things, communicate with the Father or establish that act of communication which leads us to a deep relationship of knowledge requires speaking, but also knowing how to listen. Although, the more we exercise it in prayer, be careful, not only because we need something. And that is where I talk about attitude of the heart and good motivation. Not only because we need something from God, from our Father, but because we long to be with him. We want to enjoy his presence. Then the minutes, the hours go by, and we will not realize it and enjoy him. There are times when I have began to enjoy those times of prayer, and perhaps the minutes pass, and no words of request come out, but only of gratitude, of adoration to the Father. There I spent those moments of prayer. I did not ask for anything, but it came out surprised because when I opened the door to go out and do my daily chores after praying, I see how the Lord answered each of the requests, which perhaps I did not speak to him, but they were in my heart. And he knew them. But I enjoyed that space with him. There are times to ask. There are times to be silent. There are times to worship. And there are times to be grateful. And as we get to know the Father, we know that those moments are. and we enjoy them to the fullest. That is why the disciples saw something in Jesus differently. They understood that he lived for God, for his Father. And when they told him to show us the Father, that's enough for us. Jesus told them, so long that you have been with me, you have not seen the Father. The one who has seen me has already seen the Father. And then the prayer that we know as our Father, I believe that you who are listening to me in these moments, you have received it, you have learned it, and perhaps at some point you have proclaimed it. For a long time, they taught us that this is the way we should pray. Now, it is not far from the truth. It's the way we should pray, but it's not the way to repeat it over and over again without understanding what Jesus taught us or wanted us to understand. In each paragraph, in each sentence, in each word that he used in this prayer, Jesus was not teaching his disciple to learn a few sentences, or that with that everything was accomplished. Jesus taught them a model, a way to approach the Father, which includes an attitude of the heart, which includes disposition and goodwill, which includes faith, which includes not only saying words to say them, which includes relationship, which includes position, intimacy, relationship, and position. And this series that I begin today about prayer, we are going to reel off a bit what Jesus is playing in this prayer. After seeing that his disciple wanted to learn it, now it strikes me that Jesus never forced them to learn that model. I hope it was born in the heart. And this is wonderful, because having a relationship with the Father, that we are not forced to have it. It's born in our heart because we want to know him. And his arms are always open so that he never rejects us. Because perhaps some will be thinking, it's that I have failed so many times. I have so many sins, so many errors. And I have failed God so much that he considered that this is heard very nice. But I don't think the Lord wants to listen to me. You know, when there is a true repentance, when there is a surrendered heart, and who really wants to know him, then his forgiveness comes. How are you going to be forgiven if you do not have sins to acknowledge before him? Forgiveness begins when we recognize that we are sinners, and there the Lord says, I will no longer remember your sins. That is, I will make a clean slate with you. Come, let's walk together. Let's start a relationship. And this is wonderful. You are only one step away. You just have to make a decision and undertake this journey to meet the Father. It's not a religious experience as many want to live. It is just a touch. It's a life. It's a relationship that will nurture you and that will teach you, in which you are going to discover the purpose for which you were created. So when seeing the motivation of his disciples, Jesus told them, you will pray like this. And from there, we begin this series. We begin this journey to go a little deeper in terms of prayer. And not only define prayer, how to talk to God. That is something very general. The question is, but how is that speaking with God? Today, we will begin to study it. And I will give you some tips, some specific points that Jesus taught us. But I come back in to repeat. Are you willing? It's not about learning this prayer of our Father, but about understanding why Jesus left that model, which he wanted to teach us. And from learning it, we can speak with the Father freely and with a healthy disposition, with a healthy motivation. Father, I thank you for this word that we started, Lord. This series that you have put in our hearts, because many perhaps when we talk about praying, we only define talking with God But it's not just about talking, but about understanding the magnitude, how wonderful it is to take the space to have a good motivation, a healthy disposition, a position of children wanting more of your presence and knowing you more. Today, I pray for each person, Lord. And within this prayer, I raise my request to you so that longing arises in each life to open your heart and to understand that it's more than words. It's more than words, Lord, that your arms are always open there to be with your children. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. May the Lord continue to bless you. He wants to remind you that we have a channel on YouTube. It is called Devotionals Just in Time. You can enter, and there are all our devotionals. You can subscribe to the channel, and you can click on the bell so that every morning you have a new daily devotional arriving to you. And if you want to have our application too, you can enter Google Play or the App Store, place the devotionals just in time, and download the application and install it on your cell phone. A hug, God, continue to bless you.